Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a word in here for somebody tonight. I've got a word in here for somebody tonight. Anybody ready just to be encouraged? I know you've been encouraged tonight, but are you ready to go a little bit higher? You're going to leave flying tonight. You're going to leave and say, I know it's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. See, your ladder will be greater than your past. The stuff you can't tell nobody about. All the hell you've been through. Nobody knows. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your sister, not your brother. Only you and God know what you've been through. See, despite all that has been done, oh, I believe your best is yet to come. It's on the way. I said your ladder will be greater.
My God, yes, yes, the best is yet to come. You are listening to Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick Owensby. My queen will be with us later on. I want you to know that your life is just beginning. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, a living person. Establishing a relationship with the Holy Spirit is the best thing that any believer can do. I'm telling you that all answers come through and by the Holy Spirit. You say, I'm in a position, well, I don't feel like I'm on fire for God. I don't even feel the presence of God. I want you to know that the presence of God is not a feeling, it's a person. The Holy Spirit is the very thing that Jesus said to his disciples. He said, it is very important that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter cannot come. Comfort. The Holy Spirit brings spiritual comfort. Jesus said on one occasion to his disciples, he said, peace I leave with you, not as the world give it. It's not a peace that you can understand. You ever been in a situation and you knew you should have snapped, you knew you should have went off, you should have cracked and just went berserk, but it was the Holy Spirit that held you, that constrained you. We are constrained by the Holy Spirit. It is the peace of God. The Holy Spirit is that which helps us. It's our counselor. It brings us the peace of God. And when the Holy Spirit is in your life, I'm telling you, things are not the same. The Holy Spirit, when you want to say no, it'll say yes. And when you want to resist God, it will comfort you. It will bring you to submission to God. You know, it's like a marriage. You know, here's wisdom for marriage. It's not. The Bible talks about wives being subject to the husband and men loving Christ as loving their wives as Christ loved the church. I want to tell you something. Men, it's the Holy Spirit that both male and female, both husband and wife, if you become subject to the Holy Spirit and get a relationship with the Holy Spirit instead of trying to get each other to obey each other, man trying to get the wife to obey, and the wife is doing her thing and the husband is doing his thing. I'm speaking to somebody. If you both will submit to God, come on. Marriage is not about being a dictator, but it's about it's a covenant relationship. And when you humble yourself, both man and wife, you see, if Adam and Eve would have just stuck together and prayed and sought God, you understand. What is that spirit that brings division? It is the spirit of pride. Pride comes before the fall. You know, God hates pride. It's found in the book of Proverbs. You know, God, as a matter of fact, God hates a proud look. But when we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us in due time. So we must understand that God is spirit. And if we're going to have this marital relationship with God, and it's even higher than marriage, it's a covenant relationship with God. And when you have that, God begins to move. He moves. And so the husband don't have to worry about someone being subject to him, and the wife shouldn't have to worry about her husband loving her as Christ loved the church. If you both seek God, if you both stay in his presence, I'm telling you, that's the answer. Well, that's why we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is that which brings peace. Are you understanding? Are you understanding this? Do you have peace in your home? Do you have peace in your mind? Do you have peace in your spirit? Praise God. But the Holy Spirit is that which gives us spiritual confidence. The Holy Spirit gives us spiritual justification. We are justified by faith. You see, the Holy Ghost is the life that we need, that spiritual life. It breathes upon us. It gives us the life of God, gives us the life of heaven. It gives us the life of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, we couldn't do anything without the Holy Spirit. You see, it's the Holy Spirit that creates. It is the creating force of God. You know, even Jesus on one occasion, he told his disciples, he said, "I have yet many things to say unto you." He was telling them, "I got more revelations." Even one scripture says that if all of the books could have been written about Jesus, guess what? The world could not contain the books. I mean, can you imagine the books filling up the Grand Canyon? Can you imagine the books filling up the world, the entire globe? I'm telling you, that is so powerful to understand that the life of Jesus is so powerful until if every book was written about his life, the world couldn't contain the book. Now, I'm telling you, that is a life, praise God. And yet that life he has given to us. Are you getting this? So it's the Holy Spirit. And we're going to deal with the day of Pentecost. We're going to deal with how the Holy Ghost fell and how the power of God moved upon the people. And I want you to understand, call your friends. Tell everybody tonight that there is a move of the Holy Spirit tonight. And you know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, if people that call in and just simply say, "I would like to receive the Holy Ghost," God spoke something to me. He told me if I blow in the phone, he said he would overshadow them with the Holy Spirit. Well, and I believe that. It has happened on many occasions. I just simply hear God, and he does exactly what he said. I remember we were in one service, and the Spirit of God just fell like that. Praise God. And we began to call on the telephone right in the service, and there were people healed right over the phone. If you believe that, you call 347-539-5173. We're going to come back and talk about the Holy Spirit. Listen, do you need answers? Do you need it now? Do you need God to make a way? As the older folks used to say when I was a little boy, my grandma used to say that God can make a way out of no way. That's the Holy Spirit. Even in the book of Genesis, in the beginning was the Word, and God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And everywhere the Holy Spirit went, it creates. Do you want that power? You say that I already have the Holy Spirit. When did you receive it? And a sister said to me the other day, "I received the Holy Ghost about 40 years ago." Well, praise the Lord. You know, I don't know anybody that have a car and just fill it up once and then you don't need anything else, any gas again. Let me explain something. I don't know anybody that has a car and you don't have to get an oil change. I refuse to believe that you can receive the Holy Ghost 40 years ago and then there are no more infillings. You ought to seek God for the infilling, for the Holy Ghost, and for a relationship with the Holy Ghost. You know, you could be with somebody 20 years and don't know them. And so you can have the Holy Spirit, and if you got filled 40 years ago, but have you been consistent in knowing him? You can be with the Holy Spirit 1,000 years and still don't know him. So I don't believe that God wants to fill us once, and then that's it. I don't believe that. I believe that there are many infillings. Praise God. It's like a relationship. You have to renew it. Come on. Praise God. Stay with me. Prophecy Alive. We'll be right back. Praise God. Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy Alive.
Everybody just clap your hands. Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is what we need right now. You see, we cannot receive the things of heaven without the Holy Spirit. And I know some are saying I received the Holy Ghost way back then, but God has spoken to me. He said, tell my people, I'm ready to send the latter rain. I want them to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost again. Praise God. It's too much of it to get at one time. Praise God. You know, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Praise God. I want you to know that this broadcast is dedicated to the Holy Spirit. Tonight, there's a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Many people are listening all over the nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that your power and your anointing may flow through the people. We're here for your people. Those that are hunger and thirst after righteousness, you promised, God, that we will be filled. Fill us again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we break your power against the people of God. If we bring the love of God and good news, the best is here right now. Life more abundant. Abundant life is here for you through the Holy Ghost. Stay with us. I'll be right back. 347-539-5173. The angels are here stirring up the waters. My good friend, your good friend, the Holy Spirit, the best friend you will ever have. Praise God. We'll be right back. Hallelujah.
This holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm looking here in the book of Acts, chapter 1, and beginning at verse 8. Listen to this. Acts 1 and 8. But you, yes, talking to you, shall receive power, miracle-working power, after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. The Word of God specifically states this, and you, sister, and you, brother, mother, father, aunties and uncles and cousins, enemies and friends, and you, Acts 1 and 8, shall, that word shall means past, present, and future, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. This is talking about a witness in every capacity of Christ. He said, greater works you shall do because I go to the Father. And I'm sending a comforter, the Holy Spirit. Watch this. I want you to really hear what I'm about to tell you. All of life's issues and all of the answers that we seek, listen, concerning your job, concerning your family, concerning your home, concerning your marriage, concerning your physical body, your emotions, all of the answers are in, listen, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. All of the answers. You can't get a question that the Holy Ghost can't answer. So what is the answer to my prayer? The Holy Spirit knows how to pray. You see, this is why we need the Holy Spirit. Now, if you're around somebody and somebody tells you that you don't need the Holy Spirit, get away from them as quick as you can. Because this is why there's so much spiritual confusion. And people are, it's like somehow the enemy wants to confuse the mind. But when you receive the Holy Spirit and you spend time with the Holy Spirit and you get to know the Holy Spirit and you talk to the Holy Spirit like you're talking to your best friend, you ask the Holy Spirit any question, you seek that relationship with him, you ask him spiritual things, you ask him emotional things, even financial things, the Holy Spirit is the answer. So he said in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power. Dunamis is where we get the word dynamite from. And after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In verse 9, and when he has spoken these things, this was his last instruction. Think about it. Here's Jesus, crucified, resurrected. He went to the grave, rose from the dead. And he's given instruction. And the Holy Spirit is so important until Jesus wanted his disciples and those that followed him to understand. Verse 9, and when he had spoken these things, glory to God, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, listen closely, behold, that word means pay special attention to, two men stood by them in white apparel. They were angels. This is what they said, which also said, you men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Why are you gazing up into the heavens? I mean, in the natural, it's like, because I see a man going up in the clouds. But the reason they asked this question, understanding that they were astonished by this great sight, these men wanted these disciples to understand, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, he will return in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven, at the same place, which is on the Mount of Olives. Now, notice this now. Notice this. This refers to the same human body with the nail prints in his hands and feet. Can you imagine seeing Jesus as he went up? He's coming back with the same prints. You know, Doubting Thomas said, I'm not going to believe him unless I can put my finger in the holes in his hands. You would have that opportunity too. Isn't this amazing? And then the Holy Ghost came in the book of Acts, the second chapter. Look what happened. And when the day, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, okay, this is dealing with the Feast of Pentecost, one of the seven great feasts ordained by God and practiced by Israel every year. It took place 50 days after Passover. They were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2, listen to this, y'all. It's exciting every time I read it. I remember receiving the Holy Spirit. And you know, it's like a person that likes wine or a certain dish. You're going to tell me that you only going to drink your favorite drink one time? Nobody can say that. Say if you like steak. A certain steak. You're not going to just eat it one time in your lifetime. And I'm telling you, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit one time and just leave it alone. Praise God. Every time I read Acts 2, I seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Even when I don't read it, I seek to be filled with the Holy Ghost for each mission. Me and my queen, we seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit before we come on here. Look at verse 2. There was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Watch this. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Don't you know God wants to fill our house with the Holy Spirit? Verse 3 of Acts 2. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled, say all, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them were filled, not just the apostles. The Holy Spirit has now come in the hearts of the lives of all the believers. Watch this. And they began to speak with other tongues. This is the initial physical evidence that one has been baptized with the Spirit, as the Spirit gives utterance. Verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation. Every nation was there. This was a Jewish feast. The Romans, with thousands coming in from every nation to keep the feast. Now when this was noise, and people heard about it, look what happened. The multitudes came together and was confounded because that every man, listen, heard them speak in his own language. I believe that when you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit can fall upon you and you could be talking to a person 1,000 miles away with a whole new language. And I have experienced this. And the Holy Spirit come upon you and you will speak that language. We must understand that without the Holy Spirit, so many believers are confused. They are confused. They're wondering, what is going on? Where's my breakthrough? It's the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a believer and not seek the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, because this is how you grow. This is how you know God, when you seek the Holy Spirit. Let's talk a little bit more about that. You know, power. Acts 1 and 8, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power belongs to God. God is God. And power belongs to him. He will delegate a portion of his spirit to the believers. Yet that power still belongs to God. The sun in heaven, in the heavens. It's in the heavens. And like a bridegroom coming forth with his brightness, with her brightness from the pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Yet the sun has no power on its own. It goes, its brightness shines through the universe, but except God directs it, it has no power. Power belongs to God. Understand what this power is. It's fascinating when we understand the Holy Spirit. Even the stars, they travel in their orbits, and no one can stop them. Yet they have neither power nor force except that which God daily infuses into them. The tall archangel near the throne of God, who outshines a comet in its brilliance and who excels in strength and listens to the voice of God's command. Still, that angel, as powerful as the archangel is, it still has no strength except that which God gives him. Do you understand? Power belongs to God. And once we understand the power of our Heavenly Father, and we reverence his name, and we understand that he's all powerful. I mean, I'm talking all powerful. Then we come under submission to the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that I'm speaking to everyone that's listening. The Holy Spirit said, Roderick, talk about the Holy Spirit. And God wants to fill us again. I dare everybody to say, Lord, fill me again. There's no distance. There's no place that you can be, regardless of where you are. The Holy Spirit is an inheritance. It is your inheritance. It's like you having a super rich father, and he goes on and he leaves billions of dollars to you. You become an heir. Start looking at the Holy Spirit as your inheritance. It's our inheritance. I'm telling you, God will bless us. He will show you a revelation that when he said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Let's look further at the power of the Holy Spirit. There is also, when you seek it and you thirst for it, God gives it to you. Again, you must understand, start looking at the person of the Holy Spirit as your inheritance. You are royalty. You are chosen generation. You're royalty. And God has power for you, and that is the power of the Holy Ghost. There's an outward and invisible display of the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit has not been dormant. It has exerted itself. Much has been done by the Spirit of God already, more than could have been accomplished by any being except the infinite, eternal, almighty Jehovah, with whom the Holy Spirit is one person. There are several works which are the outward invisible sign of the Holy Spirit. Creation works, resurrection works, the works of testimony, and the works of grace. There's all of those works that are a sign of the Holy Spirit. You say, what about the works of resurrection? First, you have the works of creation. God created you. Look at yourself. You are a created being. You are a spirit. Think about this for a moment. You are a spirit. We are spirits that live in a body that has a soul. We must stop looking at ourselves from the outward appearance. We must understand, in order to understand the Holy Spirit and his function, we have to understand that we are spirits. You hear me talk. That's not my flesh talking. That's my spirit. That's your spirit. So that is the work of creation of the Holy Spirit. We are a result of the Holy Spirit. Second, the resurrection. Some people believe that the resurrection is only after you die. If that was the case, when Jesus rose from the dead, saints got up from the grave. This is right in your Bible. Yes. Saints who have been dead for a while, they were resurrected. And the scripture says they walked through the city. Can you imagine? Some of the folk was eating their dinner, and here come grandma that's been gone for a long time. So there's a resurrection, every man in his own order. And then we have a testimony. The Holy Spirit causes us to have a testimony because the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. So it will give us those spiritual testimonies. And then it's the work of grace. The Holy Ghost will work grace in our lives, that love, that unearned love. Grace is something you cannot earn. You know, it's like you play sports and you get a trophy. You've earned it. But grace cannot be earned. There's no discipline. I don't care how you're disciplined in the spirit. I don't care what your spiritual office is. No one, none of us can earn the grace of God. So the Holy Spirit will work grace in us. Now the Holy Spirit would demonstrate the power of God. It would demonstrate the omnipotence of God's power in creation works. Creation is ascribed to the Holy Spirit as well as to the Father and Son. The creation of heaven above us is said to be the work of God's Spirit. Once we start understanding that when God created all things, it was by the Holy Spirit, that creative force. So, you know, if the Holy Ghost created all that you can see, imagine what he wants to create in you. Imagine that for a moment. The earth was formless. It was void. It was empty. It was dark. And over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Now, we don't know for certain how long it was hovering since the universe was first created. Our planet has passed through different stages, but God decided that he would create all living things, and it was by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also can give you revelation concerning the times, concerning things that are to come to pass. The Holy Spirit is prophecy. It can reveal to you things that you can't even read about. That's right. The Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 32 and 42, Jesus, God raised up from the dead. And God made those disciples and many witnesses, witnesses of the truth that Jesus was a man, came, born of a virgin, and did great works, died, was buried, rose again. No other leader on this planet can witness to this. This is powerful. But our Lord and Savior, doesn't have a tombstone. Praise God. He lives. And this is why he said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Yes, more abundant. I'm not talking about, you have life, you breathe, you eat, you sleep, you wake up. But there's a life that goes beyond that life. It's the life of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you must understand, the Holy Spirit is a personality. I said earlier, we must start looking at the Holy Spirit as a person. St. John 14, 16 through 17. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Not just on you, upon you, but the Holy Spirit through Christ now dwells on the inside of us. Why? It is the Spirit of adoption. I mean, you know the story of heaven, and there was war in heaven. You know the story of Lucifer, who said, I will exalt my throne above God, and the war in heaven, and Michael, the angel, Satan, and the third of heaven was cast down, and God, with his powerful, infinite wisdom, even the angels look at man. They look at us and say, God, why are you mindful of them? What is man that's so important to you, God? It's a plan of salvation. You see, the angels, they can't repent. They were created to worship, and now we have taken the place of those demons and those spirits, Lucifer and his company, a third of heaven, that wanted to exalt themselves above God. God made us to freely worship him. He would not make us worship, but he created us. I was created to worship him. You were created to worship him. My God. So the Holy Ghost is a comforter. I believe with all my heart that we have yet to see the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that with all my heart, that we're going to see a dispensation of the Holy Spirit that cannot and could not be fathomed by the prophets before us. I believe we're going to see such a move among the young people, such a move of God. I'm talking about a move that would not give credit to a prophet or an apostle or an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher. We will only be able to say, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I'm inviting you now to seek the Holy Spirit. It's a person. The Holy Spirit has feelings. Yes, it can be grieved. The Holy Spirit can be lied to. Wow. Can you imagine that God has given us a person? Watch this now. There are people who are possessed with demons. Don't you know God, in his love, sent us the Holy Spirit to live in us as a person? You mean to tell me, Roderick, that there's somebody else? You know, mothers, you remember, you that have children, that baby in your stomach, that baby was moving, that baby had feelings, that baby would get hungry, and as the baby grows, the baby kicks, and you can feel your stomach, and you can see the movement. Come on, you mothers. It is the same way in the Spirit with the Holy Spirit. It has feelings. It has emotions. Isaac, that I never cease to be amazed by that. And we have a chance, instead of being possessed with spirits, evil spirits, to be filled, not possessed, but gladly, earnestly, yearning, we should be every day to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a real person. The Holy Spirit has manifested himself to man. He has put on a form so that while he has not been actually seen by mortal men, yet in his veiled appearance, he was seen by the eyes of all those present. And when we go to the River of Jordan, can you see Jesus? Watch this. And there is a river with its slopes, banks, and its willow trees weeping at its side. Jesus, the Son of God, descends into the stream. And the Holy Baptist, John the Baptist, plunges him into the waves. The doors of heaven are open. A miraculous appearance presents itself. A bright light shines from the sky, brighter than the sun in all its grandeur. And down in a flood of glory descends something which you recognize to be a dove. My God. It rests on Jesus. It sits on his sacred head. And just as the old artist painted a halo around the head of Jesus, in the same way the Holy Spirit shed a brilliance around the face of him who came to fulfill all righteousness and therefore commenced with the ordinance of baptism. The Holy Spirit was seen as a dove to mark this his purity and his gentleness. And he came down like a dove from heaven to show that it is from heaven alone that he ascends. Nor is this the only time when the Holy Spirit has been manifested in a visible shape. The company of disciples gathered together in an upper room. They are waiting for some promised blessing, and in time it will come. Listen, there is a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. It fills the whole house where all of them were sitting, and astonished, they looked around them, wondering what will come next. Soon a bright light appears, shining upon the heads of each apostle. Tongues of fire came to rest on each one of them. What were these marvelous appearances of wind, flame, but a display of the personhood of the Holy Spirit? My God, what a manifestation. And he wants to manifest himself to us now with our issues and trials and tests. And wondering and yearnings and questions and prayers. Even in our weakness, this person of the Holy Spirit is right there. I see the Holy Spirit right now is touching somebody. You're listening and all over the nation. But I see the Holy Spirit upon a woman. Seems like a mother. I see the Holy Spirit on you. It's like it's wrapped around you. On your head, and you feel the heat of God soothing your body, and you feel a heat, intense heat, and as warm as it is, it's not uncomfortable. That's the Holy Spirit coming upon you. Receive the Holy Spirit right now. All you got to do is say, Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I've got to have the Holy Spirit. I cannot pray without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the word says, it helpeth our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for as we ought to pray. We need help. when we pray. I'm going to get my Bible. I want you to, you have to hear this scripture. I'm going to turn there, and I'm going to go to the book of Romans. The Holy Spirit that knows how to pray. The Holy Spirit also takes away guilt. Yeah. See, guilt will stop us from going forth in God. Romans 8 and 26. When you get time, read the whole book of Romans, especially the 8th chapter. I'm in Romans 8 and 26, and I can hear this. Verse 26 of Romans 8. Listen closely. Likewise, the Spirit, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, it also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit itself, makes intercession for us with groanings. It groans. Groanings which cannot be uttered. What are you saying? Help! God has given us, young people, help! But pride will keep us from using that help. You say, I don't know how to pray. Good. I don't either. Let the Holy Spirit pray. The help given to us by the Holy Spirit is made possible in its entirety through Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray. I mean, we have an outline in Matthew 6. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. He tells us to forgive those who sinned against us. Forgive us for trespasses and forgive others who trespasses against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Now you let the Holy Ghost pray through you the Lord's Prayer. And that's the infirmity. We want to pray right. But God knew we needed a helper. So the Holy Spirit petitions for us. It intercedes on our behalf with groanings. I remember praying one time and I began to groan like I was having a baby. Praise God. And things happen. It's not groanings on the part of the Holy Spirit, but rather on our part, which pertains to that which comes from the heart and cannot properly be put into words. Those are the tongues. You say, I don't believe in speaking in tongues. Well, my answer is, why are you talking? Because even when you're speaking in your own language, whether it's English, Spanish, you're speaking in tongue. Because, listen, open your mouth. You have a tongue. Praise God. There's nobody that doesn't speak in tongues. Hallelujah. It wouldn't make sense for God to give us the Holy Spirit without a tongue. Praise God. The scripture says, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach or she preach, except they be sent? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Praise God. I think a tongue is included. So it's not by accident when you receive the Holy Ghost, tongues are included. I'm not talking about people using tongues out of the context of God's word. Many times tongues are spoken, there should be an interpreter. But I'm talking about that private prayer, you and God. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel the presence of God. 347-539-5173. We're going to continue this. If you would like prayer concerning the Holy Spirit, you that call in, press 1. You could receive that prayer. You say, man of God, prophet, I need it. I thank you for this because I needed more clarity of the Holy Spirit. And there's a, see, my desire is that you become so hungry and thirsty for the Holy Spirit. That's my purpose. That you become so, it becomes a crave, a craving in you, a yearning in you that's greater than food, that's greater than anything. Young people, we must have the Holy Spirit. Everyone that's listening, you cannot spiritually overcome without the Holy Spirit. It's like driving your car. If you run out of gas, you have to have gas. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is like that. You have to have the Holy Spirit unless you plan to go to heaven now. Praise God. Unless you plan to fly away now. Praise God. But if you plan to be on this earth, you must have the Holy Spirit. My God, I love you so much. Right before I go, let me bring my queen in. Praise God. I feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. How you doing, queen?
I am here. How are you, honey?
Katrina, I'm doing wonderful. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And this is so important that we understand that the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Yes, it is. Earlier you said for us to call in and say, I want the Holy Spirit. I'm calling in saying, I want the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I've been praying along with the words that you're speaking, and I want the Holy Spirit. We need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
We deal with things daily, and we need the Holy Spirit because he knows how to encounter and overcome all the things that we encounter daily.
Yeah.
And he's a very good friend. He's a very good friend. I remember some time spending time in the Holy Spirit, and younger I used to ride the bus back home. And going to and fro to school, and I was like, and I would say, Holy Spirit, get on the bus with me, walk with me, because the scripture says that Enoch walked with God. So I was saying, Holy Spirit, walk with me. Go with me as I go to school, and as I take tests, I would pray and say, Holy Spirit, bring these things back to my remembrance. And somewhere along the line, you stopped talking to him, and even as he's a person, he started missing you. And then you start getting these depressing feelings on the inside of you, and you wonder, what is that? Why am I depressed? I believe a lot of times we're depressed, or people sensing that they're depressed, and they're feeling that the Holy Spirit, they're feeling what the Holy Spirit is feeling. So I say tonight, I want the Holy Spirit.
My God. You know what, honey?
Yes.
I want him with you.
Yes.
And oh, God, people that are listening, I love that, honey. And I want the same thing you want, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, right now, my queen has called in, and I'm joining with her and those that are listening around the world. You that are listening, and you calling in to 347. 1-347-539-5173. When you get in, you press 1 if you want to join. We're going to pray right now for the nations of the world, for America, the children, the people that are hurting in Oklahoma during this tornado, the congressmen, those that lead, the president, the police department of all the earth. We need the Holy Spirit. Our churches, our schools. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, you said that you will not keep any good thing from us. And that good thing is what you left, Jesus, when you went back to glory. The Holy Ghost you've given us. We're asking those that are praying, you that are listening, just begin to pray with us. Father, fill us again and breathe on us. Breathe on us, O Heavenly Father. We bless your name and we ask you, breathe again. Breathe again. Receive the Holy Spirit. I receive it. You receive it, my queen. And
yes,
everyone that's praying, just receive the Holy Spirit. Don't let your mind tell you that you have to do something crazy. You just simply ask. Which one of us would turn our sons and daughters away for asking, Mommy, can I have some water? Mommy, can I have some water? Daddy, can I have some water? It takes an evil parent to say no. Receive the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
it's that
you,
simple,
Jesus.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, you're saying something, honey?
No, go ahead.
So many times I sensed it that a lot of times a person will say, I'm not calling and I'm not putting my business out over the air to ask for the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to say it in my own heart, or I'm just going to hold back, and, you know, it's just going to be a personal, intimate thing. But there are times that it has to be spoken. The
That's
scripture
right.
talk about the impartation of the apostles laying hands or even speaking the word. Jesus sent his word and healed. So we always do this. We ask the Holy Spirit to come in often, and we receive the Holy Spirit. It is not a sad thing, or it's not a fearful thing, and it is not an embarrassing thing to ask for the Holy Spirit. I think it's a great thing when a person will step out boldly and ask for the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God says that if you be ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Call in for prayer. Call in for the blowing, the wind of the Holy Spirit to come upon you. We want to agree with you in prayer. We want to touch bases with you, and you touch bases with God, with us, because the Holy Spirit has something for us all. And I thank God for this word. I thank God for this word on the Holy Spirit. I thank God,
my
honey.
God. I do, and I thank you for calling in, because, you know, we don't think we are too high to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pastors, you're welcome to call in and be an example to the congregation.
Yes.
That's one of the greatest hindrances. We need to have leaders. You know, we don't condemn you if you don't call in. This broadcast is here for more than just people calling in. It's here for people to receive the love of God. We are secure in who we are, and that's why we love you. We love people, but leaders, humble yourself. You know, if the congregation see the leaders on their face before God, honey, God has been giving me a leadership outpouring and for leaders, because when the leaders begin to show the people that they are hungry for God, that thing would explode in their ministry. So I'm speaking to apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Let us show the people that we too become vulnerable. And we too need to openly display our hunger and thirst before God. It's one thing for me to teach you to be humble and teach you to seek the face of God. I love showing you by example. My queen, by example, called in and said, I want the Holy Spirit. Oh, that blesses me. Joshua said, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And when my queen called in, I saw nations of women. At the same time you did that, my love, women were receiving the presence of the Lord.
Bless God.
Men of God are receiving because we are their example. You don't need permission to be an example. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
You don't need permission to be an example. Praise God. We belong to God. I feel such a sweet anointing, just like last night. We've had different ones call in, and I just thank God for what he's doing. And listen, we're going to take a break and be right back, and we're going to continue to share about the Holy Spirit. If anyone would like to share your experience with the Holy Spirit, we're going to invite you to call 347-539-5173. If you want to share with the nations your experience with the Holy Spirit, feel free to call 1-347-539-5173. Honey, we'll be right back. Hallelujah.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through, all right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you, I'm glad.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. I like that song, honey. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Some of y'all listening right now, you don't look like what you've been through. God has been so good to you, and you got a right to praise the Lord. Praise God. How are you doing, honey?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanking God for just his presence. There is a sweet spirit, and God is just hovering over. I thank God for Acts 2 because it's talking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And it's precious to know the Holy Spirit. It's precious to want to be in his presence. And you can get to a place where you can get to a place where the Holy Spirit, you'll know his walking. You'll know his footsteps. Yes. You'll know when he walks into a room. And it's just important. It's just important to get to know him. And never, and I don't ever want to get to a place wherein I have been there. I've been to a place where, you know, I've missed the Holy Spirit. I don't want to get to a place where I have the Holy Spirit missing me. So I thank God for the word.
My God. And I just was, as I was listening to you, sweetie, we experienced things to happen. If it had not been for the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't have had a clue what to do.
Oh.
But then the Holy Ghost through prayer revealed to us what to do. Isn't that amazing? He will give you answers. You know.
Yes.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Yes, you know, there's something, and he is such a friend to where something natural. I mean, you know, we ask him about scripture and things, and he'll bring that back to our remembrance. But even to natural things, he said, in all your ways acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. You can ask, you can just, like, in your mind, oh, man, you know, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Holy Spirit, reveal this to me. Where is it? Where did I leave that? And he'll lead you right to the thing that you were looking for. That's a friend. That's someone who, you know, you don't think about that. A lot of times we think about the Holy Spirit. He's some mystical, illusional it. That's what they, you know, that's what it's been called. I caught the Holy Spirit. He's a person. He's a person, and he wants to be loved. He wants to be cherished and worshipped.
I wouldn't want to be thrown in the air and let you catch me. I wouldn't want nobody to throw you to me and catch your wife. You know, I caught the Holy Ghost. No, you didn't catch it. On the day of Pentecost, they were in one place.
Yes.
They were with one accord. And the Holy Ghost sat upon them. Cloven tongues. It'll sit on you. Praise the Lord. It'll sit on you and keep you from cussing. it'll sit on you saying that you're eating a little bit too much. It'll sit on you and say, get in my word. It'll sit on you and say, listen, enjoy your family. You know, sometimes we sit around, we say, let's go. Let's go for a walk. Praise God.
Yes.
I got another caller. Let me bring in the other caller. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. We need it. Praise the Lord. You are on Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Hello. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hello?
Yes. How can we help you?
Oh, I was just calling to say I want to receive the Holy Spirit and ask that you guys pray for my family and myself.
Wow.
In my city.
Wow. Honey?
Yes?
This young lady wants to receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you both of y'all are young. Hallelujah. My queen. Go ahead, minister, and I'll agree with you with this precious soul, baby.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. May I ask your name?
Shadell.
Hi, Shadell. Well, it's a good thing
Hi,
that
Ms.
you
Katrina.
Want... Hi, baby. I'm happy you want the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. I need to get it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Shadell is one of our heartfelt. She's one of the ones we love. We love everybody. But she's special, so it's real special. So, Shadell, we're just gonna raise our hands to the Lord and welcome him in, because the Holy Spirit is a gentleman.
Yeah.
He, in relationship, you want a gentleman. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. Just ask him. We're going to let you ask him.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I want to receive your Holy Spirit.
Yes. And Shadell, he heard your heart. He hears your heart concerning every issue. Things that you speak out in the natural, you're speaking with your own mouth, and he hears those quiet times, those quiet things that you just ponder on. I hear, don't worry. Don't worry. You are such a thinker till you can think yourself into a headache. And we don't want you to worry. The Holy Spirit doesn't want you to worry. Because everything that you need, he is the answer. He has given us witty inventions to get well. And you've done something so great. You asked him in to be your friend. Daily we get up and say, Holy Spirit, be our good friend. Lead us and guide us. You ask him in tonight, and he is there. As soon as you did it, he was right there. Our little puppy, if you call him, and the Holy Spirit is much higher than a puppy, but I wanted to say, if we call him, he's there before we can get it out of our mouth good. How much more is our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit? He says, before we ask, he's there. He was just waiting. And there she is, the precious little princess. Everything that you want for her, God has it already. He has it already, Shadell. I sense that your life is about to take a change. You're about to go through a change. And it's going to be a good change. Monetary value does not mean a good change. But you're about to take a good change, and I see the sun shining for you. I don't know how the weather is there, but I know that the sun is shining upon you and your family and the things that you care about so much. And even to the, you said your city, even to your city, God has a move of the Spirit for your city and those people that you care for.
Amen.
You don't just care for people that you know. You care for everybody. God has a move of his Spirit for the people that you care about. Honey?
Yes. I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is so real. I'm going to give you some wisdom. Now, you've seen a talk show and when they introduce a guest and it's somebody famous, what's the first thing that people do? What's the first
thing
that people
do?
They clap and scream and they, ooh. I remember I took my girls to see when B2K was out.
Oh.
Remember when it was out? And we were in Chicago. You remember this, my queen. I had my baby girl on my shoulders because they drove me crazy. Daddy, take us. I'm glad I wasn't so super religious until I'm a man of God. I cannot take. No, I took my girls to see that group, you know. And I had my baby girl on my shoulders. Now, I knew the sun was shining. We was in this big park, I think Grant Park, Chicago. Well, B2K came out. You know how they do. They could dance and sing. So all of a sudden, I thought it was raining, girl. I thought it was raining because water just started dropping on my shoulders. And I looked up. My baby girl was crying. I said, Lord, I said, what's wrong with you, Dad? She said, oh, I'm so happy. Well, that's how you receive the Holy Spirit. So amen. I'm gonna give you something special. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
No, 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 no. Somebody famous, the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. So I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I want the Holy Ghost.
I want the Holy Ghost.
It is my free gift.
It is my free gift.
Now I want you to look at the Holy Spirit like a person and just go to thanking God. Come on, we'll help you. Go to thanking God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for everything that you have given me and my family, Lord God.
There you go.
I just thank you for being you.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Her whole family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Her whole family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There it is. There it is.
I think you don't know where I used to be. Oh, Jesus.
There it is. That's it. Hallelujah. There it is. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't thank him enough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love it. This song is for you and your whole family. Just listen to it, daughter.
I lay it all down, yeah. He'll see it all. You are my
and there's a special anointing on your family.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the season and the time that you're going to see the Holy Spirit just begin to just bring forth fruit. It's fruit time. You know when spring comes because the leaves come back on the trees and the flower buds. And in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
that's where... That's where you are, you and your family. Hallelujah. You that are listening to this broadcast, just receive the love of God. Receive the Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Father. I feel an intense anointing that many people are listening, and the power of God is going forth. Because you chose to call, my queen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
There's more, there's more. We got about 23 minutes. There's more. We love this young lady and your whole family. Tell everybody we said hi. We even thank God for the deliverance and keeping and not letting any lives be taken. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Anything on your heart, young lady?
Just Emmy will make you feel like you just nothing. Once you make one mistake, you feel like there's no turning back. But I know God is not giving up on me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, honey.
Shadell, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry when you need to, because the scripture says that he'll, the Holy Spirit, he'll grab your tears in a vial and he'll pour them out back on you, and it'll be in joy. We want you to know, you know the word of God. You come from a family of people who know the word of God, but as a person, sweetie, it's okay to cry.
Yes, it is.
But I want you to know that there is nothing that anybody can say or do to remind you of your past or to remind you of a mistake that God will not overshadow. Let me tell you, God said that when you asked him for forgiveness, and I know you have, he threw it into the sea of forgetfulness. It is gone. It is as it has not happened. God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
You ask God, Lord, right now, I'm going to ask with you. Father, right now, I call forth your forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 said that if we confess our faults to you, you are just and faithful to forgive us. And we know that you hear us when we pray. So what we have asked of you, Father, is already been done. Our petition is granted. Father Shadell, right now, I pray, oh God, for the peace of God which passeth all understanding. I pray, Lord God, that you will give her the garment of praise in Isaiah 61 for the spirit of heaviness. Loose upon her the oil of joy for the spirit of mourning. And Father, I pray, even as she has invited you in, Holy Spirit, the spirit of the comforter, comfort her in her inner man, Lord. Comfort her in her heart. And everything Satan's whispering, we condemn him right now. Isaiah said, in the book of Isaiah said that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, Shadell, every tongue that rises against you in judgment, because the sin, the deed, the mistake has already been done, you are free from guilt and shame.
Yes,
so now the tongue that rises up against you, that whispering, that thing that keeps reminding you of it,
mm-hmm.
we condemn it. Isaiah 58:17 said that you can condemn it with your own mouth. So whether it's somebody else bringing it back up or you thinking about it, comes back to your mind, you condemn it. Because the word of God says that your righteousness is of God. You may not walk and, you know, you might not look like you spotless or feel like you spotless, and, but you know what? God says your righteousness is of him, because he sees your heart. He sees what you want to do. You want to please him in every way. And by faith, you stepped out today. And what pleases God? Faith.
Yes.
So, don't you worry about a mistake. a mistake is just a, you know how when they're shooting a film and they're doing takes? This is
this is
from Roger Gornstein. It's a mistake. That's all it is. Now we have to do it over again. That came from the ministry of Roger Gornstein. We learned.
You know what, y'all? You were so excited, and I love my queen, this minister, because it's so, that true motherhood. And I was just sitting here, and daughter, I want you to get some of my boldness. I'm going to tell you something. Watch this. I was called to preach, and I started preaching at 14. Are you listening, baby?
Yes, sir.
I'm 14, called to preach. Revivals. After I went to, Bible college and all that stuff, and I was young. You think I wasn't going through some changes as a young man? Yeah. But I just didn't let nobody condemn me. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Because the same folk talking about you, they got skeletons knocking in their closet trying to get out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I want you to read that whole chapter of Romans 8. Verse 1 says, There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Let me tell you something. God, this is a process. You're young. You're not going to become overnight. You're not a nun.
Right.
Come on.
Don't start me
on this one. My baby will tell you. Shoot. Man, folks sitting around running their little mouth and making accusation and talking about you. And don't let folk do you like that. You tell them, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tell me so.
Mm-hmm.
And keep walking.
Right.
Or in my words, hush. You know. I walked past the door one time, past the closet. I heard something go knock, knock. I said, who is it? It said, your skeleton. God, hallelujah. I was young. I made mistakes in ministry. Young. I still wanted some cookies and milk. Praise God. Huh? I got to get quiet.
Thank
God. I wanted
God
some cookies
milk.
And milk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saved don't mean you crazy. Y'all hear me? Saved don't mean you crazy.
That's it.
Right.
You young people, listen to me now. It's a process. You got people walking around now still guilty because they don't, one sister told me one time, pray for me, man of God. I said, what's wrong? I wish I had the Holy Ghost like sister so-and-so. I said, what are you talking about? I wish I like to speak in tongue like her and shout like her. I said, you crazy. You don't know what she's been through.
Mm-hmm.
She might have been delivered from the crazy house, and you want what she had. I said, don't walk with nobody else has. You want your kind of anointing. You understand?
Right.
You're going to be young. Right. See, that's why our children, they not stiff.
Mm-hmm.
They not, because I don't want them to be religious, with that religious spirit, looking down on other folk. Me and my queen, we don't want them like that. They're young. And sometimes I blow their mind. Sometimes I'm driving in my car, and you know how other people is having their car turned up, boom, boom. The car is so loud till it shake your windows. So I just pull up beside them, cut my radio off, and I be bobbing my head. I kind of listen so they ain't saying I love the devil. But if it's a simple song, y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, my girls start laughing at me. She said, Daddy, you crazy. Why? Young people need to know that being saved don't mean that they walking around like nuns and, you got to enjoy
That's
your
true.
Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Don't y'all start me fussing now. I forget I'm on radio.
You got the daddy coming out.
Okay, girl. You just took up the whole broadcast.
Oh, I apologize. Thank you.
No, don't apologize, baby. I'm not serious. You know I'm not serious. Yeah. You know, young people going to have that. You ain't, because you get saved don't mean, young lady, you going to stop liking boys.
Right.
Right.
Because you get saved, young man. And, you know, God ain't going to take that away.
Mm-mm.
Ain't going to get saved that way, you know. We got a lot of things to work out, man. You got, you know, folk, because you get saved, you know what I mean? You're going to stop, you're a girl, you're going to stop liking girls. I ain't talking to you, but there are cases. You
that's
understand?
Right.
So
yeah.
We deal with young people. Matter of fact, we need to have a young people conference where young people
yes.
can come and just let it loose. Come on, just talk
yeah,
about it.
I can't wait for y'all to come back here. Yes, we need that. Whew.
Yeah, we got to do this. Bring young people. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
God. Let's talk about those young issues.
Mm-hmm.
We need real people. That's what we need. And people
yeah,
to understand what we're going through.
And we do.
Yes.
We do. We bring our girls. You know, they still young, and we're young. We wear our blue jeans and put our Tims
yeah.
on. Praise God. Come
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah.
Then have us a concert. Because all y'all sing need to put y'all together to have a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Have a praise God gospel, hip-hop, or whatever. Praise
yes.
God, a throwdown in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Because I like winning souls. That's my cup of tea, praise God.
Yes.
And some folks, it's hard. It ain't hard to win souls.
No, it's not.
We bless God for you.
Yes.
The daddy talking, y'all. Praise God. Our children, I call a meeting and I just have them around. I'll just talk and they get to laughing. Daddy, you're so crazy. But I just
yes.
tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I say stuff to them that I won't say on the radio because it's for them.
That's right.
It ain't got to be bad. But just the way I talk, it gets their attention.
Right.
You know, folk got sexual issues. You know, folk got mental issues. Folk want to, come on, it's tough
mm-hmm.
enough. You know, Lord, I want a
yeah.
car. You know, I want money in the bank for my children. I want to have the best for my children. We got to break through this thing.
Oh, yes, we do.
We had to, and one time in one city, I had all the young people together. We had a shut-in, praise God, on the weekend.
Yes.
You know, I tell folk, don't bring your pillow. Ain't nobody sleeping. Welcome to the house of pain. Some basic boot camp in the Lord.
You were ready to start when we were there last time.
Everywhere I go, I tell. Huh?
I know. You said you were about to start call a shut in that night we were there, one of the nights of the conference.
Oh, really did. I was talking to my Pastor Jackson about it. I felt a snap coming on me. I saw my queen looking at me like, don't go crazy now, because I would. Well, y'all pray for us. We got about 10 minutes. Do you sing, daughter?
No, I sang. No, I can't sing.
She told me, no, I sang. Told me, no, I can't. Acting like jazz. Hit a note. Come on, hit a note. One note, one line.
No.
What's your... No, you don't want to do that. Huh?
No.
Go ahead, baby. Well, God bless you, young lady.
God bless y'all, too.
We'll holler at you later.
Okay, love y'all. Take care.
Okay. We'll be back, bye-bye. Y'all, just a moment. Later. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't he, honey?
Yes, he is.
Wonderful. Well, this is a Holy Ghost night.
Oh, yes.
We'll be back in just a moment.
I want you to work it.
Everybody rocks side to side. He's
singing
already.
Put your hands up.
Hallelujah. about 8 minutes and 30 seconds. We'll be back in a few. Praise God.
Speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me. Cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo,
yo, yo, sharp Big nose, big lip. Kind of stuff to stutter, butter, never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Since I've been chased, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
Yes,
you like me. Yo, you like me, cause I love me. Do you like me? See, I love me, cause he likes me. God loves me. Yo, you all like me.
I love me. Yo, you like me, cause I love me.
Juice in the booth.
See, I love me.
Why? That's the piece right there. Hey, I've been waiting a long time for this.
I just smile. I'm so content, and I ain't even got yellow stones on my wrist. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man. I don't go with the trend. I go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live than trying to get a house on MTV Cribs.
Hey,
Frank. Oh. Yo, you like me, cause I love me. Do you like me?
That's a problem, baby.
Cause he likes me. God loves me.
That boy's
so
a good
like
idea,
me.
Baby.
For the apostle and his queen, I see the word network working out in their lives.
My God.
No, I won't take it back.
That's confirmation.
Yes, it is.
I see God working it out in your life. This is just the beginning. This Monday, through the night prophecy alive. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of what God's getting ready to do for you and your queen. This is just the beginning. Listen, God is going to sit you before men of greatness. Oh, come on, somebody. I see somebody giving you keys to a house, and it ain't a rundown house. Step back.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see him putting keys in your hands.
Jesus.
To a mini mansion.
My queen, Prophetess Sylvia, something happened last night. Queen, you got to tell it because I'm over here. I'm ready to. My queen, you got to tell this about what we did when we came out of a service and drove in town. Please tell the prophet. Go ahead, honey. Glory.
It's a house that the Lord has led us to here in Indianapolis, and we've claimed the house. We've gone into the house. We know that the house is ours, and we were in Kokomo last night, and the word of the Lord came to us to go and post the scripture on the house. And Roderick drove straight into Indianapolis. And before we came to the house that we're residing in now, he drove straight to the house that we are moving into, that we have possessed and claimed already. And it was posted, and we put it on the door, even as he had saw the word of God being posted. It was Isaiah 55:11. And we posted it on the door, and we know, and we drove around there today, and we know that this house is ours. And when you said it's not a shabby house, it's not a rundown house, it's a mini mansion, it has a recording studio in it, it has a movie theater in it, it has the rooms for all of our children and our grandchildren to be comfortable, it has the room for us, it has our sons. Is homeschooled. There's an area where he can be homeschooled, would be outside of the regular parts of the house and this home that God has given us.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
And we went there, y'all, my queen was talking, and we posted it with the scripture, Isaiah 55:11.
Yes.
And woman of God, Sylvia Browning, as this is confirming many of your words, and Apostle Mark, we can even do live telecast from this place.
Yes.
It's so hallelujah.
Love, hope, radio.
As I told you earlier, God doesn't mind if you reason with him. Let me tell you something. If you prayed about something and it hasn't happened, Let me tell you what you do. You go to talking to God. You say, God, I prayed. God, what am I doing that I'm not receiving this? Hello, God, you're my Father. See, the Bible said come boldly. Now we want to come humble. Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord, please answer my prayer. You better get out of that. You go to God. He's your Father. Praise God. Humility is simply obedience. It's not a pious posture of your head hung down. You know, when I tell people to pray, I ask people to pray corporate prayer, I don't tell them to close their eyes because I'm nosy. I like to see what's going on. Praise God. I don't tell them to hang their head low, close their eyes. Nowadays, I want to see. Praise God. Proof. Well, on the day of Pentecost, they saw cloven tongues like as a fire. You don't believe it? Read Acts 2. Well, how did they see it if their eyes were closed? Praise God.
Let the man of God of this hour and this time and this day before the sun rises, let them know how you appreciate this radio broadcast, how you have been touched and healed, how you have felt the power of God through the waves of this radio broadcast. I encourage you, everyone all around the planet, to make that phone call, text, email, however you got to do it, but acknowledge that you've had a touch from God.
Well, God bless you. We have enjoyed everything that God does, and we know that the anointing is different every night. We thank God that all the principalities and powers of darkness have no place here, and neither does it have place in your life. I decree your life is full of life, abundant life. And I decree that every person that is listening to this broadcast, that you are the head and you're not the tail, that the blessing that you are expecting, that you're hoping for, is right now upon you. I pray that the blessings of God would overtake you. I pray that the blessings of God may be upon your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, that your whole household may experience abundance. Abundance in your body, abundance in your mind, abundance in your spirit. Praise God. You're coming up. It's not over for you. You're just beginning. You shall live and not die to declare the works of God. God is healing you in your body, your cells, every part of your anatomy. It's coming alive in the name of Jesus. Bless your ministry. Bless your going in. Bless your coming out. You have no need. You have no want. The Lord said he'll supply all your needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is Roderick, your seer and prophet. My Queen Katrina and I love you, and we'll see you in the spirit, and we'll hear you again tomorrow, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I tell you what, we love you with the love of God. Pray for our ministry. Pray, and we thank God for you. God bless you. No sickness can overtake you. You're healed. You're delivered. You're set free. Your marriage is amended. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name.
everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!